Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When prosecutors try a criminal case, they have a constitutional duty to turn over any information that might be favorable to the defense. This is called the Brady Rule. It's named after a 1960s Supreme Court decision. That duty includes turning over potentially damaging information about police officers who investigate crimes and are routinely called to court as witnesses. Some district attorneys' offices around the country keep lists of officers who might have credibility problems, and those are known as Brady lists. A new WBUR investigation finds that 3 out of the 11 DA offices in Massachusetts keep such lists. Most offices do not. WBUR's Walter Wuthman joins us to explain the findings and what they reveal about how the state's top prosecutors track police misconduct. Walt, thanks for being with us on Morning Edition.
Thank you, Deb.
So what did you find?
So we put in public records requests with every DA's office in the state for copies of or documents related to their Brady lists. Prosecutors from Middlesex, Suffolk, and Norfolk counties each said they maintain these records. Their offices use them to keep their lawyers in the know about allegations or confirmed cases of police misconduct that might need to be turned over to defense attorneys.
And did you get actual copies of these lists?
We did get some of them. Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan gave us a list of 124 police officers. Norfolk DA Michael Morrissey gave us a list of 38. Suffolk County declined to give it to us, so that's a total of 162 police officers. Now, these officers were blackmarked for a variety of reasons. They've been convicted of crimes or faced charges. They've been disciplined by their own departments, or they're being actively investigated. Now, we went through the cases and categorized why the DAs flagged each officer. We found 51 officers were identified for overtime or detail abuses. 63 others were named because of internal affairs investigations into issues like lying, larceny, sexual harassment, and excessive force. And 38 made the list because of criminal charges, like operating under the influence, assault, rape, and embezzlement. D. Ryan says just because an officer's on the list doesn't necessarily mean it's been proven they did something wrong, though, or that her lawyers automatically need to tell the defense about their histories. Her team decides what to turn over case by case. But Ryan says keeping this information accessible is critical.
You know, this is serious work that we're doing. We're sometimes taking people's liberty away, taking some of their resources. We need to be certain that we are doing that in a way that is substantiated.
And so these officers who are accused of misconduct, Walt, are they still working?
Dozens remain employed. I reached out to each department on the list and confirmed 74 officers still have their jobs. And there are some startling cases in here. Take Lowell Police Officer David Pender, whose department found he used unnecessary force against a teenage boy. Pender's now being sued by a different person for allegedly punching him in the face during a traffic stop. The city says he's still on active duty.
And what do police say about these lists?
Some police chiefs in DA Ryan's jurisdiction are frustrated by the fact that there's not a formal appeals process for when an officer gets placed on the list, especially if the allegations are nonviolent or minor. Here's Malden Police Chief Kevin Molis.
If there's someone who is on that list for reasons that might not meet the standard, I think there should be a mechanism where they have an opportunity to be heard.
Now, DA Ryan says she's sympathetic to these complaints, but that she's constrained by case law. If they have material about a witness that's relevant to the case, they need to turn it over. But she says she removes officers if they're exonerated.
Okay, so what about the other district attorneys and the other lists? Are they like Middlesex counties or what?
So I mentioned Suffolk County does have a Brady list and they're currently updating it, but they wouldn't give it to me, citing the attorney work product exemption in the public records law. When I spoke to DA Rollins, she said she inherited a list that was full of Boston officers who had retired a long time ago.
So we are hopeful that we will be adding hopefully dozens of names.
The Berkshire County DA came out with a new Brady policy just last month and said the office is working on making its own list. And the Northwestern County District Attorney's Office formed a committee last year that's also creating a list. And then Hampton County doesn't really have a list, more a Brady file full of Springfield police officers. These officers were flagged in a couple investigations, from the U.S. Attorney's probe about police drinking at headquarters to the officers who were accused of assaulting 4 black men near a bar and then trying to cover it up. The five other DAs, that's Bristol, Essex, Plymouth, Worcester, and the Cape and Islands, told me they had nothing at all to hand over.
So I imagine defense attorneys have something to say about this.
Yeah, they do. I spoke to Randy Gioia, who oversees the state's main public defenders group. He says he thinks these offices may actually be allowing police with credibility problems to testify by not tracking misconduct.
If you don't have that list, you're basically starting from scratch in every case. And you're not going to uncover, unless in the most obvious, the high-profile cases, the instances of dishonesty or misconduct like police brutality, which should be disclosed to an accused person.
I also spoke with Rosemary Scapiccio. She represented Sean Ellis, who was convicted back in 1993 of killing a Boston police detective. A judge ordered a new trial in 2015 because it turned out the officers who investigated and then testified against him were robbing drug dealers and had a personal interest in solving the murder quickly. She says the prosecutors back then ignored several warning signs, which a Brady list may have helped prevent.
Right now, it seems as if you compile a list if you feel like it, or if the DA who's running your office tells you it's appropriate. And if you don't, there's no regulation out there that says you have to compile this list. You can be willfully blind and pretend that you don't know. And what happens is exactly what happened in Sean's case.
For now, it doesn't seem there's any statewide push for the kind of reform she's talking about.
WBUR's Walter Westman, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Deb.